Strides for Recovery coming up on June 21st, and joining us right now to talk about that and other things going on with BW Rock, the Recovery Outreach Center for the Blue Water area, Patrick Patterson. Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us on the show.
You bet. Appreciate you being here. Heather Bearden is here as well from Woman's Life. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
So tell us about Strides for Recovery.
Strides for Recovery is a 5K race and walk that's happening this Friday, which is also the summer solstice, so it's the longest day of the year. So what a better way to enjoy it than come on down to Vantage Point and support a wonderful cause at walk or run. It starts at 7 p.m. Registration can be online at bwrock.org or at run sign up. You can also do day of registration. We'll be at Elite Feet on Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And then we'll be moving down to Vantage Point, and we'll be there at 6 o'clock, and the race starts at 7.
All right, fantastic. And the weather's going to be nice.
We hope so. I don't know. Is it?
Yes.
We have some prize giveaways sponsored by Meijer. We got $500 in prize giveaways. So we're going to be raffling off a canopy tent, some Tommy Bahama beach chairs, and some fun stuff. So it'll be a good event. It's also the first day of summer.
Right.
We know most runs are on the morning, mm-hmm. Saturday or Sunday mornings. We thought we'd be a little different and have it on a Friday. And so it's 7 p.m., run along the river or walk along the river. And if you're not a runner this is not intended to be attract mm-hmm. those that are just right. runners. You know, it's for everybody. Support the cause of recovery. It's a fundraising event for the organization and to support the cause of recovery.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the organization. What is BW Rock for people that maybe aren't familiar with you?
Sure. We offer the Blue Water Area's connection to recovery. So we go into the community, very unique in that we go into the community, into different organizations, and help find those that are struggling with addiction. And the best way for me today to use a metaphor is similar to a pastor goes out in the community, tries to find those and connect them to God, right? And so we're out there trying to find those individuals that are struggling with addiction and connect them to recovery. Now, one might say, you know, the connection to recovery, it seems rather simplistic, and it is to some extent, and it isn't. We could easily just throw up an 800 number, like a lot of institutions. They call this number if you're struggling. Is that working? I'm not going to answer that question, but what we do know, what has been working for us, is with somebody that's battling addiction and they're taking too many pain medicines or too many pills every day, to have somebody reach across the aisle, shake their hand, look them in the eye, and say, I get it. I know what you're going through, and I can help you walk you through this. And we've been I live in a world where we experience miracles every day. And that is just an incredible blessing. It's, you know, if I could have others see through these eyes that I get to see every day and see the testimonies that we've gotten in the last month, 3 months, could fill this building and the buildings next to it. It's really just been amazing.
And when you talk about going out into the community, it's in every facet of the community, isn't it?
That's true. There's not been many organizations where we haven't had an all-staff presentation at. And what we're finding, here's something, Paul, that's unique, that I couldn't have this conversation with you 6 months ago because we were new. And so a lot of organizations heard of us and had us come out and talk to all their staff. But what do the leadership team of these organizations do when they're struggling with addiction? They can't go to AA or NA due to their position. They may lose their job. So they need that one individual that they can reach out to and say, you know, I'm on the board and I'm struggling with addiction and I need help, but I can't let anybody know. And so all our conversations are confidential. My name's Pat Patterson on Facebook. Send me a message. And that's how this is transpiring. We're seeing this doesn't just... Addiction doesn't discriminate. The stereotype is that it's, you know, our bottom feeders, but it's not. It is all facets of life, and we see that firsthand.
Yeah.
Again, any conversation with us is 100% confidential.
Well, and obviously you're getting some support from across the community, including the folks at Woman's Life who are supporting you in Strides for Recovery this Friday.
Yes, that's right. In fact, we are doing an additional fundraiser on top of the race, Woman's Life Chapter 810. We will be selling tickets to a lottery board, which will have $100 worth of lottery tickets. So whether you're doing the race or maybe you just want to come out and purchase a ticket for that, those will be available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Elite Feet this Friday. It's $10 a ticket, and we will draw the ticket at the race. You do not need to be present to win, but if you are present and you want to take that board home that night, you can do so, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
Big shout out to that Women's Life chapter, Chapter 810, if yes. you're listening.
And we are also going to match the first $500 raised. So if we raise at least $500, that'll be $1,000 that'll go back to BW Rock to help with addressing the needs in our community.
What an amazing group that is. That community support there has been huge for us, and it continues to just domino. Since you had me in here last June, we've had 72 corporate sponsors for our organization, and that's been the supportive, that's the gas behind our engine.
Yeah.
And it's been, we know not everybody supports our cause. I'm very aware of that. But when we started this out, we probably had 50% of our community, supporting us, and the other 50% were a little skeptical, and we're probably up to 80-20 now. And we know there's still some naysayers out there, and that's okay. We're okay with that. We're not going to fight that battle. Just continue to do the best that we can every day, and hope that we can continue to thrive. I mean, the truth is we've done some good things in the community in the last year and a half, but we haven't even scratched the surface on what we're about to do. And that's what's going to be truly amazing over the next 12 months, the plans that we have. And hopefully we can continue to make an impact in the community and continue to get the support that we've had.
Well, keep us posted. Let us know what's going on. Strides for Recovery this Friday. And anybody that wants to participate can still do so, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. BWRock.org.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming. Appreciate it very much.